What it is, what it is, what it is. Peace, silly listeners. It's your Audible Boot Thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, the professionally silly podcast. And that's our buddy right there. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Well, it's DJ Hey Cousin. You're an audible side piece. Some might call me.
He's on the verbal place, ones and twos, baby.
Yeah, yeah. In some places of the world. You know what I mean? We out here.
We are out here. Welcome to the first video podcast. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm a little nervous. Are you nervous?
It's like, they can see me now.
Ooh.
I can't be as racist as I normally am.
They can see me mess up and stuff. That's always great, right?
Suck in the stomach fat.
They can see me when I grab the mic and do this.
Ooh. So we've got a great episode for you guys. If you are a avid professionally silly podcast listener, this is fun for you because you're like, oh, I get to see what they look like when they're saying the idiot things that they're saying. So, yeah, things are happening. So we're in the studio right now. Really excited about being able to film in here. There's a lot more things I want to get done, but
so much stuff.
Yeah, so much.
But
so
I mean, it's coming along. We've done a lot already, but there's a mountain of stuff still left to do in this motherfucker.
Faux show. I was going to say mofo, but I was like, that doesn't sound right. Think about it. See, that you're going to see that. That's great.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
A lot of us know that Coachella is around the corner. Okay, so I don't know if I'm just old, but some of these bands and like artist names, I don't know who they are. And then the names are very creative as well, by the way.
Well, you know, Coachella kind of sold out a little bit, so like there's a couple of other ones that really get the party jumping nowadays. I can't think of them at the moment, but
yeah, there's definitely a lot of.
I mean, there's a whole culture around.
You know,
festivals.
I was kind of upset that we didn't get Music Midtown. You know, this past summer or fall, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
They were like, not this year.
I don't know what it was, the budget or something. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, like, it could have been an assortment of things. I know that when I went to the one when Pink was there, wow, it was a great festival, by the way. Music Midtown Atlanta is fantastic. But when Pink was there, there was fire, but it rained a lot of the time there. So the grounds were, like, destroyed. Everything was muddy. There was holes everywhere. It was crazy. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Bring it back, please. Dang.
Yeah, let's get some music, man.
Come on.
I'm glad I got to go, like, I had a ticket. So luckily I had to pay for that one. But honestly, I can't afford it normally. So they don't bring it back, I don't think I'll be hurt.
Yeah.
All right, so the thing is, these artists and band names are really interesting. So I want to play a game with DJ Hey Cousin to see if he can guess if the artist and band names are real or are they fake. Yeah, we're gonna have a good time with that. So and then also we got ourselves an FMK.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about the Big Mac Man and more. A lot of things coming.
Big Mac Man. Wait, what?
Yep. The Big Mac Man. You hear what I said?
The Big Mac Man.
The Big Mac Man.
All right, we'll see about it. All right.
You know what I'm saying? So that and more this week on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Also, I want to go ahead and shout out TFK Trelawney Fusion Kitchen. It was previously known as Spicy Hill. It's in Lovejoy, Georgia on the south side. It is amazing. Good Jamaican food, Jamaican fusion. I had like this honey chicken flatbread, bro.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That sounds pretty good.
Bro, they got like, and you know I love calamari. They got that there. You can get your oxtails, your jerk, your curry, and all kinds of other amazing things.
All right.
So all right. I honestly,
that sounds pretty good, actually.
I'm gonna take you, bro. We're gonna go.
Yeah,
we're gonna go over there, and we're gonna make a YouTube video. We're gonna try out some food. Shout out to Dion. You know what I'm saying? She's one of the owners of the place. It's black and family owned. It's fire, bro.
Yeah,
it's really
take
good.
Take me over there, bro. You never take me out anymore.
Oh my God.
You never take me anywhere anymore. You
That's
know
because
that?
I'm embarrassed, bro.
You know that?
Like I'm friends with you. It's embarrassing.
So
Trelawney Fusion Kitchen, previously known as Spicy Hill. For those of you who have been there and was like, what happened to Spicy Hill? They are still there. They just had a rebranding and it's just as amazing as it always has been. So go ahead and check them out. So I want to make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. That's most important for a podcast and not just mine. Any podcast that you enjoy, you know, just go ahead and do that. It don't cost you a thing, and it helps your favorite podcast grow. All right, so let's go ahead and get to our POC Excellence segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Let's talk about our POC of the week.
You know, I gotta love it. So if you are new to the podcast, the POC Excellence segment is literally about shouting out and giving the flowers to people of color who are doing and have done amazing things. As we know, we're living in a time where they are trying to erase our history and all the amazing things that have been done already. So you know they're not going to tell us about the shit that's going on right now. So on
so
this
many things.
Say that again.
There's so many things they've hidden from us.
Oh, yeah, man. No, facts. So on this podcast, the Professionally Silly Podcast, I want to make sure that I shout out these amazing individuals who have done some very, I'm going to say the word again, amazing things. So we're going to make sure we shout them out. If the government wants to ignore them, that's fine. That doesn't mean that we have to ignore all these all the information that is available to us. All right. So what I want to do is for this particular one, it's here's the thing. I'm a true believer in like family owned and black owned businesses and small businesses as well. And a lot of people who are not black wonder why we care so much about supporting black-owned businesses. So allow me to kind of lift the veil from your eyes here. Okay, so supporting black businesses isn't just about spending money. It's like it's about investing in culture, creativity, and community. That's what it's about. Because like every dollar is like a high five, if you will, to the entrepreneurship, and like it's like a standing ovation for hard work. It's very important because, as I said, a lot of things that we do are hidden, and people don't know that they exist. So it is up to us to support these communities, because without us kind of like bringing them out of the shadows, it's going to be very difficult for them to survive in the business world, if you will. So every dollar is extremely important for these businesses because it supports these specific communities. It's putting money back into the community, money that is constantly being taken from us for many reasons. We're not going to get into all the politics and shit. You know, I don't like to do that here. But our culture, it's not a trend. Supporting black businesses is not a trend. It's a movement in a way. So that's why it's important to me. What do you think about black-owned businesses, man?
That they tend to do the best with their own people. Mm-hmm. Of course, support from everyone is always appreciated and needed in its own degree. Mm-hmm. But they tend to thrive best in those, you know, in communities in which they're serving their own. Like just the same as any other culture. Same as any other culture. Now, mind you, you want to make sure that when it comes to black businesses, that, and it's fucked up, but that they're catering to every single person out here in mm-hmm. the sense that, and we've heard this before, you have to do twice as hard. How mm-hmm. do they say it? You have to do
twice as hard, mm-hmm. do twice as much.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Actually, like 10 times is what they told us.
Yeah.
You know, uh-huh, yeah.
So,
just, you know, to get halfway.
it becomes a much more daunting task.
With our hands tied behind our backs.
Mm-hmm.
That one too.
Yeah, what's that that complex that just opened up in Fayetteville?
Oh, I believe it's Kingdom, the Kingdom Center, I believe.
Yeah.
It's a black-owned complex in Fayetteville. And actually, I've been wanting to go by. We might have to check that out this weekend.
Yeah. I rode by there a couple times. I just haven't rode in there yet.
And they got a Frida, so we can get like some quesadillas and some shit.
Yeah. We're going to go over there soon.
So definitely. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to shout out this black-owned business called Leafy Products. So they are, and I'm on their Instagram. I'm on Instagram right now, and I got this from @successisus_. And so it says here, Leafy Products at Get Leafy Products, an eco-friendly bamboo paper goods brand that is changing the toilet paper game. Based in Columbus, Ohio, Leafy was founded by a group of friends who wanted to fill the void in the industry for sustainable toilet paper. The idea originally came to the co-founder, Marvin Green, in a dream. Ooh. All right. Marvin had a dream.
Classic.
Look at that. And now in reality, it's a full service paper brand that also gives back to the community. A portion of their funds goes to black owned businesses that were affected by the pandemic. They also provide free products to homeless shelters and other businesses in need. talk about being on a roll. And then they put like a toilet emoji.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right.
I like that. That's pretty fire. Nice. So.
I like that.
So that is Leafy Products. They are this week's POC Excellence segment. Shout out to them. Gentlemen, your flowers. You beautiful, amazing black men doing the damn thing, baby. Yo, what kind of flowers y'all want? Y'all want like one single rose? You want like a arrangement with you? Just hit me up.
I'm going to get you a F-150 bed truck full of flowers.
Yes. Yes.
Petunias, just cuz.
Yo, check out their toilet paper roll. Like, oh, I like that. Nice. It's all
that's
black.
Nice. I like that.
That's pretty fire.
That's what's up. I like that.
So can DJ Hey Cousin guess which band names are fake and which band names are real?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you probably can't.
Mm-mm.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so here's the thing. There are so many different types of music festivals, obviously. Coachella was a huge one, especially when I was growing up. You know what I mean? And so if you don't know what Coachella is by now, here's what I want you to understand, okay? It's imagine like a giant sandbox that is surrounded by dehydrated people who overpaid for sleeping in a desert in a tent, crank up the temperature to it's fucking hot as hell, and then have like some sort of overpriced smoothies and so much music playing around you, you don't even know who's playing at the moment. And then add artists who show up late as fuck or just don't show up at all. Frank Ocean.
It's like you're there right now.
It's like I'm there.
Yeah.
Wow. Some reason someone is selling like a $18 matcha like iced coffee. I don't know. It's a weird experience. Everybody's dressed like remember what was that Disney show Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. Everybody's dressed like that, zoom, but they zoom, have cowboy zoom. Hats. It's weird. Zoom 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 and my heart go boom boom. My supernova girl. I can't believe I remember that.
Yeah, me neither. Crazy.
All right, bro. So in short, Coachella is like Woodstock and Burning Man had a baby. And then they gave birth to an Instagram algorithm. That's that's what it is.
Well, that's definitely it nowadays. Nowadays, yes.
And they raised it on overpriced smoothies.
Smoothies not even great. All right.
Oh, so yeah, that's Coachella. All right, so DJ Hey Cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, man. Huh. So some of these band names are insane. I hear them and I initially don't think band names, honestly, but I think I might just be old. But they are hilariously ridiculous. So let's see if DJ Hey Cousin can guess which band names are real and which ones I just made up.
Okay, let's see.
Are you ready to play Band or BS? I just made that up.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic as fuck. Okay, I've got some band names for you, and some of them are going to be really out there, okay? And some of them actually will be playing at Coachella this year.
Okay, let's go for it. Let's go. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Our first band name is going to be Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk?
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Show me Kraftwerk. It's real.
Bing! All right. Good to know. All right.
Here we go. You ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Sad Microwave.
Sad Microwave. False. Not real.
Not real?
Not real band.
Okay. Show me Sad Microwave. Not real.
Bing!
You're good at this.
All right.
Japanese breakfast.
That's real. That is real.
Show me Japanese breakfast. It's real.
Ah.
You're good. Do you know these bands?
That last one, yeah.
No, like something's up. Like you know things.
I'm a worldly person.
Here's the next one.
All right, I'm ready.
The Nail Biters.
The Nail Biters.
The Nail Biters.
The Nail Biters. You know, I'm going to have to go with fake on that one.
Show me fake. Nail Biters. Real.
Ah, got me.
No, I'm kidding. It's fake.
Ah, got me again. With the got me.
All right, the next one. Yeet.
Yeet?
Yeet.
Yeet?
Yeet.
Ah.
I don't yes. know how else to say it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeet. Unfortunately, that is real. Unfortunately.
Yes, okay. You do know a lot of these bands. All right. Circle Jerks.
Ooh. I hope this is real, but I'm going to say it's fake.
Show me Circle Jerks. That's so fucking dramatic. Circle Jerks is indeed a real band.
Ah, dang out.
So you kind of won, technically, because yeah. you wanted that to be a real thing. So there you go. JPEG Mafia.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. JPEG Mafia. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's real.
That real? Yeah, oh, you seem yeah. like you know them.
Oh, yeah.
You a fan?
I mean, you know, I know a couple tracks, you know.
Show me JPEG Mafia. Yeah, it's real. You already know because you listen to the music. All right. Notorious BLT.
Notorious BLT.
Yeah, Notorious BLT, bro.
Is that real?
Dang you it. Tell me, cuz.
You know what? It's fake. It's fake.
Show me fake. Notorious BLT. It is fake.
Ah, okay. Okay. It was the same with the other one. Like, oh, is that real? I kind of hope it's real.
Could it be real? Neon Chainsaw.
Neon Chainsaw.
Neon Chainsaw.
Ah, man. Ooh.
That's a tough one right there.
That's a tough one. I don't know that one. I'm going to say that's real. I'm going to say that's real.
Neon Chainsaw. Show me Neon Chainsaw. It's fake.
Ah. It's fake. I'm still in that one.
Yeah.
That's I'm taking that one. I'm pocketing that one for later.
We have three more.
All right.
All right. Horse Girl.
Horse Girl.
Horse Girl.
Real.
Show me Horse Girl. Real. I don't know if you've seen Horse Girl. Have you seen Horse Girl?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a, I'll put a photo. You'll see it. She literally looks like a horse. And I think she does that every time she goes out, every time she performs. I don't even know if anyone knows what she looks like.
Yeah, it's like Daft Punk, but with a horse.
Yeah, it's weird. All right. our next one is the just underscores. I always say the underscore.
Oh, underscores. Yeah, that's real.
Show me underscores. That is real. The dramatic effect for no fucking reason. Here's our last one. Whiskey and Wi-Fi.
Whiskey and Wi-Fi?
Whiskey and Wi-Fi.
I'm going to say that's fake. I'm going to say that's fake.
Show me Whiskey and Wi-Fi. Press the button.
This one? This one right
no,
here?
No, no, no. You're...
Yeah, all the buttons that I'm trying to press. Show me. None of the buttons are working.
Show me Whiskey and Wi-Fi.
I
don't know.
Where'd you get this dude from?
I don't know. Like, Craigslist. This is why they don't use it anymore.
Okay.
All right, Whiskey and Wi-Fi is not real.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what his problem is.
Thank you.
Like, press the button.
Thank you. Intern, he's new, right?
Yes. New? Literally hired him a week ago. What's your name again?
Grayson.
You know, you're fired. That's your name. Your name is fired. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus. Just for shits and gigs, Viagra Boys.
Viagra Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's real.
Yep. How about Infected Mushroom?
Ooh, dang, that's fake.
It's real?
That's real. Oh, man. Ah.
Sax-a-pill.
Sax-a-pill? Fake.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
One more. Mannequin pussy.
Mannequin pussy? That's real.
It is real. how do you know which ones? You're so good at this. You got way more right than you got wrong. 100%. You're the worst. This man holds the world record for most Big Macs eaten. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
My cousin Antoine?
Oh, you know the segment?
Yeah, we were talking my cousin. Okay.
I got some information I want to share with you guys about who I call the Big Mac Man. I call him the Big Mac Man.
You call him who? Yeah, is it just you that call him that? Who else calls him that?
I feel like other people call him that as well, but his mother called him Donald Gortsky.
Ah, okay, Donald.
I believe that's how you say his name.
Good old Donald.
So how many Big Macs do you think have, maybe you think you have eaten in your lifetime, would you say?
How many Big Macs I've eaten in my life?
Yeah, like in your lifetime.
I'm not the biggest Big Mac eater, so maybe like...
That's fine. Just give me like an estimate.
Like, I'll say maybe like 20.
20?
In my life.
I for one, when I was a kid, I loved the Big Mac. It was way bigger than I could finish, but I would still get that shit. And I eat it as long as it fucking took. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
When I was growing up, though, Big and Tasty was my shit. The Big and Tasty sandwich at Big Mac.
Oh, the Big and Tasty. Oh, yeah, that was good.
It was like it was like a quarter pounder with like a different sauce or some shit.
Yeah, it was his own sauce. They said it was actually thicker. That's what they said.
It was thicker. I feel like
that's what they said.
I feel like it was. But rest in peace to the big tasty.
Yeah. Rest in peace to the spicy nuggets. I don't know if you remember the spicy nuggets at McDonald's. Had that for a limited time. Bring them hoes back. Oh my god.
Bring them back. Bring them back, man. All right. So I think I probably have eaten like definitely more than 20. If I had to guess in a lifetime, I mean, I'm in my 30s, so I'm old as fuck. That would be in the hundreds, I would say.
You say in the hundreds? You're in the hundreds?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about like from a child to an adult. I haven't had McDonald's. Fuck, in like 2 weeks.
That was nice. That was nice. Has it really been 2 weeks?
No, like for real. I was headed somewhere and it was when I was driving down to Savannah when I was going to St. Patrick's Day.
And
I was fucking starving. Yeah, and there was like literally nothing else there. It was that or like a gas station. And I was like, okay, because the McDonald's was attached to the gas station.
Yeah, so it was either or, you know. Yeah, what gas station like, was it?
I don't remember. Fuck. Loves, I think.
Okay, something random.
Yeah. It was like that. I remember
it wasn't nothing like super reliable, like a Quick Trip. What you're walking into.
Nah, wasn't no Quick Trip on 16, bro. Yeah. Not that I saw, anyways. So, yeah, I would say about that many. So, here's my thing, man. I know that's like a tough question, but like, do you think you can pinpoint when the last time you ate a Big Mac was?
The last time I ate a Big Mac, it was a good minute ago. I'm not even going to hold you. Maybe like 3 years ago. Four years ago, yeah.
All right. I would say probably the last time I had a Big Mac, I would probably say about the same. Because if I don't go to McDonald's very often, but when I do, I usually get like the quarter pounder or the chicken nuggets.
That's your go-to?
Yeah, usually, yeah, yeah.
My go-to is...
What, fish filet or some shit?
No, that's every now and again. But what I tend to get the double hamburger, no cheese, six-piece nugget, and a large fry. And normally, like, you'll get the 3 for $2 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And you can get the fry.
I love a deal
like
for
a
something.
Deal, yeah. You know what I'm saying, on the app or something like
Yo,
that.
Yo, you like to dip your fries in the barbecue sauce? Because I do.
No, I tend not to. But sometimes I put the barbecue sauce on the burger.
Why you say you tend not to like that? It felt judgmental as hell.
I mean, just because I've never actually heard of it before. But, I mean, you can do it if you want to do.
Who don't dip? Okay. All right.
Do whatever you want to do.
Nah, bro. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. No, don't do that. Maybe. Get off me. All right, so Donald Gortsky, he is famously known as the quote-unquote Big Mac Man.
I guess. Okay. Yeah. The Big Mac Man.
Big Mac Man.
Big Mac Man.
He's from Wisconsin, and he holds the Guinness World Record for eating the most Big Macs. So Donald, which is hilarious. I don't know why. Because I guess because it rhymes with Ronald. And it's like the, you know, like
destined.
Ronald McDonald, which is McDonald's, which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. It was destined.
That his name is fucking Donald. Why didn't I pick that up first? I picked up Ronald
before
Donald.
It took a second. We got there. So, okay, how many is the most exactly?
So let's see here. It says here that Donald's love for the iconic McDonald's burger has made him a living legend as he's consumed over... When you want to guess?
No, that's because I'm sure I'm gonna underball it, lowball it, whatever.
Guess.
A million.
You overdid it there. What the fuck?
See, I did the opposite. Trying not to do what I thought I was going to do. I did the opposite.
He has consumed over 34,128 Big Macs in his lifetime, and that's as of March 2024.
So what, he's keeping receipts. He's keeping the box.
I think he's just counting it because it's like his thing. He eats like one or two of them a day.
Oh, man, I wonder how many points he got on the app.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be crazy if he didn't have the app? Wouldn't that be sick?
What? I'd be, hey, buddy, give me, hey, let me, hey, I'm going to touch your
they
shoulder
while
I say this.
They probably banned him from
buddy.
It. No, bro, you can't, no.
Where's your phone? Give me your phone right now, okay?
If he doesn't have stock in McDonald's, I mean, I feel like he couldn't. It'd be like insider trading, wouldn't it? Like,
no, it wouldn't be.
I mean, like, he's buying all the Big Macs.
Hey, that's just contributing to the economy, all right?
So he started his Big Mac eating journey in 1972 and has eaten at least one Big Mac a day for decades. So his devotion to the Big Mac is so iconic that he's even appeared in documentaries, including the documentary Super Size Me.
I was just thinking of that. That one.
And his story is a testament to extreme dedication, or perhaps a love of beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, don't forget those fries.
Fries. So he claims that he's never had any medical conditions with his diet. Lucky bastard. I gained weight just like thinking about fast food.
Yeah, we'll cut to 20 years from now. We'll check it back in.
Bro, he's been doing this since the 70s. He's already old.
Okay. All right.
And he was an adult when he did this. This is crazy.
How old is he?
He's like... How old is this motherfucker? I should look that shit up. I don't know. But he said he started in 1972. That's already way before we were born.
Well, you know, them burgers were completely differently made back then.
Let me look up, where's my phone? I'm about to ask this lady. Yeah. You know, I like this, you know, Gemini.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think asking this question would have brought us here. Another segment of Ask Gemini.
I just want to talk to her real quick. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Why does it feel dirty?
Shut up. Hey, Gemini, how old is Donald Gorski, the Big Mac man?
Donald Gorski is 70 years old. He's famous for eating thousands of Big Macs over the years.
Thank you. I'll call you later.
See you later.
I thought if I closed the window, she would...
Moving on.
Did that freak you out a little bit? Can't wait to play that back. And these are the things that you can see in the video of the podcast. A lot of things happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, too many things, actually. Yeah. Too many things. I'm just wondering who's going to fart first.
Oh, yeah. We have like a bingo card or some shit.
Yeah, right.
So it's clear that Big Macs aren't the healthiest thing to eat, obviously. It's considered extremely unhealthy due to, obviously, high calorie, fat, and sodium content, along with processed ingredients, all kinds of things. So,
yes.
You know, technically, it's surprising that he hasn't had any health issues.
Or hasn't grown another limb or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, he's already made it to 70. So that's... At this point, if he dies, it's like of old age.
We'll check his autopsy. I'm sure there's going to be some abnormalities of some kind.
Oh, my God. What if he just... What if he has, like, tapeworms or something?
How about that? He died of constipation.
Constipation. Shit. Oh, man. Let's not put that on him. It's all right, Donald. You're all right. Shout out to Donald Gorski, I guess.
Yeah, shout out to him / you, buddy.
Yeah, you survived immediate death.
Yeah, you made it. You made it somehow.
Anyways, next, like, where do you go from that?
I wonder what drink he used. He normally got, like, it couldn't, oh, my, Sprite every time? That's, you know what, maybe that all that acid is burning all the,
Coke.
Like, a Coke?
Probably just a fucking
Coke.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think he's ever eaten anything else there, or do you think it's only Big Macs all the time?
Well, I'm sure he got nuggets occasionally.
What if he literally only gets Big Macs every time? Like, what if he's actually never had anything else from McDonald's?
I'd be very disappointed as such a burger savant as him, as a McDonald's savant.
Yeah,
I would like to think he ventured out occasionally. Like he would get the Big Mac and maybe let's try the salad. Oh, the salad. Oh, this is new.
I mean, I guess he has to eat something else. You can't just eat one or two Big Macs a day and like nothing else. Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me get a Big Mac. Oh, you have tenders. Oh, those are crazy. Let me try those.
And he's married, too, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure she supports him to the fullest.
Yes. Yes, she does. Next, an FMK that is damn near impossible.
We'll see about that.
Let's find out.
We'll see about that.
On the Professionally Silly Podcast.
All right, what's this impossible FMK you want to lay on me, huh? What's this about?
This is the one that we talked about a while back, but we just haven't done it for the pod.
What?
Yeah,
what
yeah. You
what
had
are you talking about?
This is actually your idea. You
Wait,
just
what?
Forgot about it. Yeah.
This is my idea?
Yeah, bro. All right, so the FMK. Actually, I feel like I should put the camera on you when I get
it's
this
already
one.
On me. I mean, no, what?
I mean, like further what? On your body.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
That's good. First one. There's two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. First one. FMK, Fuck, Marry, Kill. The TV shows. Black TV shows. Martin, Living Single, Fresh Prince.
Okay, yeah. All right. Do
now you
this.
Remember. Now okay. You remember.
Okay. All right.
What's going to be, player?
name those three for me one more time.
Martin, Fresh Prince, Living Single.
All right. Well, we're going to have to kill Fresh Prince.
Damn. That was quick.
That was quick, right? Right.
Wow.
I mean, that was the only, out of the three, that was the only one that switched out the mom. You know, that crazy trope that happens from time to time. Switching out the mom
say
randomly.
Family matters, you've been pissed off.
You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of black tropes. That just hurts. You know what I mean?
Just, he can't forgive him.
Right.
Forgive him.
We're gonna have some sweet lovemaking with Living Single. Mm. All them girls all together. Get out of here, Overton. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Don't look at me, Overton. Move. Here come TC Carson. Kanisha, what man. About me? That motherfucker stays singing, don't he?
<Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da>. And of course, we're gonna have to marry Martin. It's a classic. I mean, it still holds up. All three of them hold up. All three of them you can watch.
I'll give you that.
And have a good time with. You know, but Martin, I feel like you'll have the heaviest gut busted out of the three. That gut gonna get busted.
I like busted.
Busted.
Bust it wide open.
Busted.
Bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro, fam. For me, I'm gonna have to say this is a hard one because I enjoy all three shows.
Yeah. They all gotta have great moments.
I'm gonna kill Fresh Prince.
Ooh, Fresh Prince is not getting no love.
Listen.
Sorry, Carlton, get that dance out of here.
Listen, I'm gonna kill Fresh Prince. I'm sorry. It's nothing. It's only because I have to.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to do because that scene, you know the scene. I don't have to say which scene.
You know
the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't love me, man.
Why don't he love me, man?
Why don't my daddy love me?
And, you know, however. Anyways, that's a good, that was a good one. I'm going to... I'm gonna get real, real dirty with Martin.
Ah, of course.
We're fucking Martin.
Gene and Pam.
And I'm gonna have to definitely get on my knee, propose, and sing to "We Are Living Single." Ooh, the 90s kind of world. I'm glad I got my girls. Keep your head up. What? Keep your head up.
That's right.
Whenever this life gets tough, you gotta fight. Now, homegirl, see it to my left. Am I right? True blue. We tie it like glue. We are And happy belated birthday to Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I think she's like, 55 or something like that?
I'm not sure, but she's aging like a fine wine.
Yeah, yeah. Her and her wife is happy as fuck. Well, I knew she was gay way back then. I was like, when you going to come
everybody
out?
Everybody knew during Set It Off.
I had a huge crush on Queen when I was younger. Sure did.
Goodness. Sure.
You in a 19-1.
With that hat, that
Who you
Kango
a
hat.
Bitch? All right, bro. Here's the next one.
All right.
We're doing some of the white TV shows.
Ooh,
okay.
The non-melanin shows.
Yeah, non-melanated shows. Right. Full House, Boy Meets World, or Saved by the Bell, FMK.
Oh, that's a toughie, actually.
It is tough.
All right, okay. All right, run them by me one more time.
Full House, Boy Meets World, or Saved by the Bell.
Ooh.
And Saved by the Bell.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna have to go ahead and murder mercilessly. Full House. Sorry, I'm sorry about that. You know that house is it's wonderful. I'm sure it costs $1 million now.
Rude.
How rude? Yeah, cut it out. Yeah, cut it out.
Out.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that house costs like $2 million now on the market.
Is it San Francisco? You goddamn right it does.
We're going to make sweet, passionate love to some high schoolers. It's going to get weird.
Which high schoolers?
I know, right? The ones from the ones from California, Bayville High. Is that the high school? Bayside?
Bayside High. I was going to say Sunnydale.
Say by the bell. I was trying to make it like intricate. All right, whatever. All right, it's a good show, but they just all right. Boy Meets World, of course, gets my matrimony. All right.
All right.
That's them. Those are just beautiful lessons.
I'm gonna say the same.
The same.
Yeah, because at least I still get to fuck Say by the Bell, so we still get to get down and nasty.
Yeah. Lisa Voorhees.
Yay. You know what I'm saying? Let's not forget about also what's her name with the curly hair. Is it Jessie?
Yeah, the one from Showgirls?
Yeah. I was going to bring that up. Yo, man, that movie turned me into a man. made me the man I am today.
Yeah.
I saw titties.
Yeah, that chest hair is crazy.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
I thought you were confident about it.
Shut up. All right, so I got hair on my chest, whatever. It's only because I drink so much tequila. Yeah. All right, bro. So I hope you guys enjoy. What? Don't touch me.
What?
That was so awkward. What? If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's band names are weird as fuck, and I am here for it.
Yeah, that's just, that's just the style. That's the art of the game. The art of the game. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also, living single is better than friends. Okay, professionally silly life rules.
Ooh. Someone just got mad.
Somebody got mad, but they probably aren't black, so that's okay.
They're French or some shit.
Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Do me a favor, click that thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube right now and subscribe. And if things go the way that I expect, we should be here on the YouTube channel every Friday, the same day that I post the actual podcast. So if you want to listen to me audibly, you can see it there. If you want to see what we're talking about, it should be right here. That's my plan, at least. You know what I'm saying? So make sure if you are listening podcast form, you subscribe there and give me a 5-star review. I would love that. Ratings and reviews are super important for the podcast. I cannot grow without them. And shout out to all of you who have already left them. You guys have the biggest titties of them all. Because you're fucking titties. Mm-hmm.
And proportional areolas. Like, they're not too big.
I mean,
they're just right.
If this is your first time listening, I hope you decide to come on back and join in on all the silly, because there's so much more silly to be had. You can binge me, bro, because I've had this podcast since 2018. So we're talking about like over 300 episodes that you may have missed audibly that will be available for you everywhere podcasts can be found. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. You can go ahead and follow this guy on your social medias. Everything's in a link tree. DJ Hey Cousin. Aww, that's adorable and also weird. I love it. Our link trees are down below in the show notes. So go ahead and check that out. And if you're listening on YouTube, they're in the description box. So they're there. So if you want to, you can send us stuff. My P.O. Box is P.O. Box. I still don't know it to this day. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. All that will be down below in the description box /show notes. Is there anything that you would like to say?
Thanks for being here with us. We really appreciate y'all.
Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, and I'm sorry, your name is?
Oh, your Audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, Wes Roberts.
Yes, Audible side piece. He is our verbal ones and twos.
Thicky, thicky.
If you... And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast and the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. We out here.
We out here.
Out here taking our silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Someone's mom probably used you as a bad example. Enjoy that. Don't you hang out with that Wesley. Oh, he's a bad apple, that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I heard about you, actually.
Oh, they were absolutely correct. I hope you listened. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Hey.
That's what it feels like.
Hey. You know what it should feel like?
What does it feel like?
This.
I haven't been touched in so long. Mm-hmm. You're a fucking idiot. I love you.
Love you too.
I love your ears, but most of all, that's right, most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I said that wrong. I said ears.
Yeah. I was going to let it ride, though.
I was
going to let it ride. I wasn't going to say nothing.
What's my shit? Oh, until you decide to tune. I'm completely blacked out. Fuck. What is it? It's right here. I'm overthinking.
So what's the thing about burgers? Who ate a whole bunch of burgers?
What?
Somebody ate a whole bunch of burgers, right?
I mean, turn my body.
Yeah, turn your body. Get right. Finally, some chaos.
I mean, if you want to call that chaos, but I did low-key, like, freak the fuck out. All right. Subscribe.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
That was great.
Raise up. All right, then lower down, and then come to me, and then do that. All right, and then tightness. That's why you're not tight enough.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Shut up.
You know, that's what she said, though.
Shut up.
She said, though.
Shut up. Shut up. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so.
All right. Ooh, that was sweet.
Thank you.
I fucking ate.
Oops.